From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The chief of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency says the triple suicide bombing at the Istanbul airport this week has the hallmarks of the Islamic State. John Brennan warns the terror group may try the same thing in the U.S.
I would be surprised that ISIL is not considering carrying out these attacks in the near abroad as well as the far abroad. And the United States, as we well know, is leading the coalition to try to destroy as much of this poison inside of Syria and Iraq as possible. So it would be surprising to me that ISIL is not trying to hit us both in the region as well as in our homeland.
Meantime, Turkey's prime minister already blaming the Islamic State group for the deadly blast that killed 42 people and injured more than 200 others. Dorian Jones has more on the story.
Flags across Turkey were at half staff Wednesday as the country observed a day of mourning in the wake of Tuesday's triple suicide bombing attack at Istanbul's Atatürk International Airport. Within hours of the bombings, Atatürk Airport was reopened. Turkish security forces are now racing to identify the suicide bombers. The attackers appeared well organized and coordinated. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim, speaking hours after the attack, pointed the finger at Islamic State. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Somali officials say at least 20 people have been killed in a massive roadside explosion Thursday outside the capital Mogadishu. Officials say the blast hit a bus which became engulfed in flames. No one is claiming responsibility so far for the attack, but Al-Shabaab often carries out deadly attacks on the Somali government and African Union peacekeepers. The group is also known for targeting civilians and hotels. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto are reaffirming their commitment to reject trade protectionism. The leaders met at the North American Leaders Summit in Ottawa on Wednesday.
The politics of trade are always difficult in every country. I don't know any country where there aren't going to be some folks who argue against trade. But we all believe that in an integrated global economy, the goal is not for us to try to shut ourselves off from the world, but rather to work together to raise standards around the world for workers and for the environment.
U.S. President Barack Obama, the United States, Canada, and Mexico account for almost 27% of the world's economic output. Controversial Rodrigo Duterte was officially sworn in as the 16th president of the Philippines Thursday in a low-key inauguration in the capital. Duterte has pledged to crack down on crooks in and out of government.
There are many amongst us who advance the assessment that the problems that bedevil our country today, which need to be addressed with urgency, are corruption, both in the high and low echelons of government, criminality in the streets, and the rampant sale of illegal drugs in all strata of Philippine society.
Duterte, a 71-year-old former prosecutor, was elected in May to serve a six-year term in his first role in national politics. Fire erupted in a ground-floor pharmacy in Mumbai, India, Thursday morning, killing at least eight people and seriously injuring at least one other person. The victims were sleeping in the upper floors of the building. Authorities have not given a cause for the fire, though multiple reports cite suspicions that a cooking gas cylinder in the store exploded. The Hague-based Permanent Court of Arbitration says it will rule next month on a case by the Philippines against China's claim over the South China Sea. China has refused to participate in any hearings and says it will not comply with any decision by the tribunal. Six governments have conflicting territorial claims in the South China Sea: China, Vietnam, the Philippines, Taiwan, Malaysia, and Brunei. Dozens of Nobel Peace Prize winners calling for Greenpeace and other environmental activists to cease their opposition to the genetically modified food, saying they pose no danger to health and can be beneficial. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.